Detroit's Chinese car ban takes shape. Detroit has long been a hub for American car manufacturing, but recent trade tensions with China have sparked a new debate. Should the city ban Chinese cars from its streets? The proposal, which has garnered significant attention in recent weeks, aims to address concerns over intellectual property theft and unfair trade practices. Detroit's automotive industry is built on a complex web of global supply chains, making it difficult to pinpoint exactly where Chinese parts are used. However, officials argue that the city must take action to protect its domestic workforce. The ban would apply to all vehicles manufactured in China, regardless of their intended use or ownership, however. Some experts warn that such a move could have far-reaching consequences for global supply chains and the automotive industry as a whole. Detroit's car manufacturers, including General Motors and Ford, rely heavily on Chinese parts suppliers. These suppliers provide critical components, such as engine blocks and transmissions, to many of Detroit's most popular models, including the Chevrolet Silverado and Ford F-150. The move could also impact U.S. consumers who purchase cars with Chinese parts. Some argue that the ban would unfairly penalize American car buyers who rely on imported components, however. Others see the proposal as a necessary step to protect American jobs and intellectual property. Detroit's mayor has pledged to support the ban, citing concerns over job losses and unfair trade practices. The proposal is still in its early stages, with officials working to finalize details and address potential concerns as the debate rages on. One thing is clear: Detroit's Chinese car ban is just the latest chapter in a long-standing trade dispute between the U.S. and China.